Good morning and welcome to the regular board meeting for the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. It's February 28th, 2019 at 9 a.m. Roll call, please.
Carl Amelon.
Present.
Andy Donato.
Here.
Bob Severson.
Present.
Jack Davies. Dick Kous. Cliff Skillings.
Here.
Bob Lynn.
Here.
Robert Larson.
Here.
Steve Prisanka.
Here.
Lisa Von Bargen. Thank you. Is there anyone on the line that would like to introduce themselves? No response, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Could I just remind everyone to use your mic during the meeting? It helps for folks to be able to hear. Again, just push the green button, and when you're done, you can just push it to shut it off. We'll try to remind you if you forget as well. Moving on to 1B, communication lay on the table items. We have the minutes from the special board meeting of February 25th, 2019, the CEO report and consideration and approval of authorization to proceed with Alaska Municipal Bond Bank financing. You can see each of those items is going to be taken up at another specific point in the agenda, and it's at the bottom there. It's noted. So we'll move through those and look for any disclosures of conflicts or conflicts of interest. Hearing none, we're going to move along for approval of the agenda.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
This is Bob Lynn. I'll move the second.
It's been seconded. Any discussion? Okay.
Just a couple of considerations for the board. Under item A of new business, it says executive session, reason offer of property for SEPA office. And if you read the motion that's in the back, it actually also includes the financial impacts of reservoir management. We also noticed this particular item publicly, and that release also said financial impacts of reservoir management. So it would be my recommendation that we edit that.
Okay. So that's 11A under executive session for offer of real property for SEPA office will now be amended to include financial impacts of reservoir operations, correct? Thank you.
I have one more, Mr. Chair. One other item we make, board may want to consider inserting an additional item after A would be essentially be a new B and slide everything else down. And it'd be for action items following the executive session.
Okay, so the recommendation is that we insert a new B after A for action items after executive session. Any other amendments to the agenda? Okay, with those noted changes, can you pull vote, please?
Prisanka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Severson?
Yes.
Skillings?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Number three, introduction of board members. We
need to go to...
Sorry, what
we... On the main agenda. We took...
What's that?
We amended the agenda. We amended the agenda. It wasn't moved and seconded. Oh. And we still have the main agenda to vote on.
So we need to have a motion to accept the amended agenda?
Yeah, we need someone to move it and second it.
Okay, we need a motion for the amended agenda.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Bob Severson, I move to accept the agenda as amended.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Mr. Chairman, it's Bob Lynn, and I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Okay. Any discussion?
Okay.
Poll vote, please.
Prisanka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Severson?
Yes.
Skillings?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So moving along to the introduction. I'm confused.
Okay, we amended the agenda. Now we go back and accept the agenda as amended.
Okay. So now we need to go back and accept the agenda as amended. Can I have a motion to accept the agenda as amended? Well,
I thought we just did that.
We did.
That motion's on the table.
That motion's on the table, but we're taking a poll vote on the agenda as amended.
Okay. We're taking a poll vote on the agenda as amended. Any discussion? We're going to move to a poll vote, please.
Amelon?
Yes.
Severson?
Yes.
Skillings?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Prisanka?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry.
You're good to move on?
Yes.
Okay. Introduction of board members. We have new board members present. We'd like to go around the table and have the new board members introduce themselves. Start down at the far end.
I'm Cliff Skillings, based here in Ketchikan.
We'll have everybody introduce themselves, not just the new members. Andy?
Andy Donato, I work for KPU Electric.
Carl Amelon, City Manager, General Manager of Ketchikan Public Utilities.
Lisa Von Bargen, Borough Manager, City and Borough of Wrangell.
Bob Tiberson, Mayor of Ketchikan.
Steve Forsenka, Mayor of Wrangell. You're up.
We don't get to hear from Joel?
You'll hear plenty. You'll be sick of me if you aren't already.
Robert Larson, the alternate member from Petersburg.
Bob Lynn, Assembly Member in Petersburg.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Next up, we have election of officers. The way we'd like to do this today is we'll accept nominations for each individual position. We'll vote on that position, and then we'll move through. I'm going to carry it through, even though there'll be a new chairman, I'll carry it through to the end and then hand over the gavel at that point, if that's appropriate for folks.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any nominations for chairman, chairperson?
Mr. Chairman, I nominate Steve Forsenka from Wrangell to serve another 12-month term.
Thank you. I don't want to accept that nomination.
Withdrawal.
Nomination?
We need a chair.
They can self-nominate as well?
Yeah, yes. You can self-nominate.
I'd be willing to take the chair position.
We have someone who is willing, Bob Severson. Anybody else? All right. Well, I think that's, we'll go ahead and vote anyways. You know, it's a party of one. Can we have a poll vote, please?
Lynn?
Yes.
Forsenka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Severson?
Yes.
Skillings?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. B, vice chairman. Do we have anybody would like to nominate somebody for vice chair?
I would like to nominate Bob Lynn.
We've got Bob Lynn nominated. Anybody else? Okay. Sorry?
We haven't moved and seconded any of these.
No, you don't need to.
We don't need to, but I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm sorry, I can't hear very well right now. So
you do not need a second for nominations.
Okay. So we have Bob Lynn as the only nomination. Poll vote, please.
Skillings?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Forsenka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Severson?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, finally, Secretary Treasurer. Traditionally, we try to have somebody from Ketchikan do that position solely because there's so many times that the office requires them to attend to the office, and it's difficult to do that from a distance. So I'll just throw that little caveat out prior to asking for a nomination.
I'd move to nominate Carl Amelon.
Carl, do you accept that nomination?
I will.
Moved, second, and accepted. Anybody else? Hearing no one. Poll vote, please.
Severson?
Yes.
Skillings?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Forsenka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Thank you.
And with that, I'd like to turn the chair over to Mr. Severson.
First of all, thanks, Steve, for your service as the chairman. I think that you've represented the group very well, and I appreciate your service. And then thank you for the opportunity to serve as chair here. So that brings us down to item five, which is persons to be heard. I think, is there somebody online? I heard somebody chime in online.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Earlier. Is there anybody on the phone at this time? Apparently not.
No response.
Seeing no one or hearing no one under persons to be heard, that'll move us on to introduction to SEPA and Joel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do we have copies of this, sir?
No, it was just going to be presented on the
PowerPoint. Okay, I
we have our website.
Made copies. I'm sorry. Okay, you're gonna. I'm sorry. I just gotta.
Yeah, it can go on our website.
You can pull it up on the website, Joel.
Yeah.
What's that?
You can pull it up on the website if you want.
The new one's on the website.
And it'll get on there.
You could have Robert pull it up if he's got Wi-Fi.
I mean, I.
What's he looking for?
Can you go to the SEPA website and pull up SEPA 101? It's under governance, under About Us on our website.
I can do that.
Okay.
I can get it to you on a flash drive. That's easier.
Hello from Petersburg. Carl Hagerman is on the line.
Oh. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
Hi, guys.
Good morning. There's somebody else that just joined us online?
Yes, Don McConaughey from Wrangell.
Morning, Don. This is Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, it's under About Us, and then under Governance, and it's the third one down, SEPA 101. Yep, you're welcome.
Okay. Good morning. This is a presentation I've done pretty consistently every year, try and explain who the heck we are, what the heck we do, what are the key and guiding documents that pull this agency together, keep it operating, allow power to be produced, sold, purchased, and the like. For maybe the one or two of you who don't know me, I'm Joel Paisner. I am counsel to the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, and either myself or my predecessor law firm has been involved in this agency since pretty much its inception at the original negotiations and signing of the original power sales agreement in approximately the early 80s. When the plants began. So we have a deep understanding of all of this, although as you'll see in the presentation here, we're kind of reaching some territory we haven't been in. So if you have questions, please stop me. If not, most of you know all of this. Sometimes it's helpful, I think, in light of some of the recent circumstances and events. Things may appear a little differently, but SEPA is a creature of Alaska statute. It's a joint action agency established under the laws of Alaska. It is originally known as the Four Dam Pool Power Agency. We used to have two cooperative members, Kodiak Electric and Copper Valley. In 2009, they exited the agency, and we renamed the agency, having just been through some filings at the Regulatory Commission of Alaska There's a lot of misunderstanding about what SEPA is, and the RCA staff thought that SEPA was completely new and different than the four-dam pool, and the only difference between SEPA and the four-dam pool is the name and the fact that we have two fewer members. But otherwise, legally, we're the exact same agency. So SEPA is a wholesale electric provider to the three member utilities, Wrangell, Ketchikan, and Petersburg. In electric utility parlance, that's known as Generation Transmission Agency, G&T. Just means that we have three customers. You're our three customers. SEPA owns two hydroelectric projects, Swan Lake, that's dedicated to KPU, and we'll be spending a lot of time later about what dedicated means under the power sales agreement. I think there's a lot of discussion here about the power sales agreement. I'm going to go through that just in the interest of time. I'll probably do a very, very high-level review of that just because we're going to get into much more detail. So SEPA also owns and operates the Swan-Tyee transmission line. And that was commissioned and opened in 2010, and since then you've had a fully operational electric grid in Southeast, one of two, I think, in the state of Alaska. And SEPA manages the water behind the in the reservoirs according to its long-term power sales agreement. SEPA is governed by you all, which is a five-member board of directors. You each serve one term. There are two representatives from each project, and one representative floats between the two projects. And this year, that third representative is representing SWAN. And there are each board member has an alternate, so we end up having 10 board members. Alternates do not vote unless the primary board member is not present. And we have a policy, I think, that says that we try and hold to that alternates really shouldn't be the ones making motions. That's a policy that was adopted a few years ago. It's still in place. I think that's something that's up to the board at its pleasure how it wants to proceed. Next year, the fifth board member will be from Petersburg, and that will be representing Tyee. And the year after that, we'll be back to Ketchikan because it alternates each year by each project. But because Tyee has two member utilities, they rotate every other year, if that makes sense. Each member utility, and I think each of them handles it slightly different, appoints their board members. I think Petersburg has its council vote on it, and maybe Wrangell does too. No, it's a mayor's appointment. And in Ketchikan, it's a mayor's appointment as well, Mr. Chair, is that right?
Correct.
So it just depends how each utility wants to organize it, but it is ultimately the decision of each city to determine who their board members are. The only intersection with SEPA is that member only serves 1 year. Obviously can be reappointed, as several of you have been on here a number of years, which is helpful. There is two documents that bind us together, three really, but the two here are a joint action agency agreement and the bylaws. The joint action agency agreement is an agreement between the agency and its member utilities. So on the one hand, SEPA signs it, on the other, each city signs it, and that lays out kind of the core authority and statutory basis for the way that SEPA operates. The bylaws really govern the board's actions with each other. I'll go through that in a little bit. As I said before, SEPA has three customers, and we have a power sales agreement, and the power sales agreement, if you stripped everything else away, that is the key document that applies to all of us, governs our actions on a day-in, day-out basis, that declares that the resources behind SWAN and the resources in Tai Reservoir are dedicated to each of the towns, and that SEPA is to operate according to the PSA. If we have power, we sell it to you. If we have it available and can deliver it to you, you have to buy it to us, with a couple exceptions. The rate's set at 6.8 cents. It's been that way for numerous years, and it's annually set by the Board of Directors. So this is kind of a summary, joint action agency agreement, which I just discussed, and the long-term power sales agreement is a 25-year agreement, and it expires February 19th, 2034. That seems to dovetail pretty clearly with the requirement to relicense the dams at FERC. So the long-term power sales agreement also has certain grandfather clauses. And what that does is Petersburg and Wrangell each have their own hydroelectric facilities. And in all cases except for Whitman, those came prior to Swan Lake and Tai, and when the power sales agreement was entered into. So the agreement took into account the existence of the dams in Petersburg and Ketchikan. And so Petersburg and Ketchikan, under the power sales agreement, are allowed to take that power first. The next increment of power for everybody is from SEPA. And we sort of learned this the harder way when Whitman came into play. And I'm not sure I'm going to go into the details of this unless you want me to, but essentially Whitman came later, and in order to tie it into the overall system, SEPA and